we're singing number 68. pray, Lord, that you'll enlarge our hearts and our faith so that we can receive more of what you see we have need of, desire for us. Thank you for all that you've poured into our lives in these days. We know that as we go back to our homes and our daily schedules, that we'll discover that Jesus has made changes. Things are different. Our reactions, our responses are more in keeping with the love of God. More of the character of Christ is being reflected in our lives. We thank the Lord back home will continue to cause us to grow and fill the place that you want us to fill in your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you'll help us all to take up that ministry of refreshing, as we heard yesterday morning, Lord. Oh God, there are so many people in this cold world that need to be lifted and encouraged and loved and refreshed. We pray that you'll give us the privilege of serving you in that way. You know, that's one reason why you have us here. And we ask that we'll open our eyes to all those around us and make us to see them through your eyes, Lord, in a different way, with a different concern and desire. Bless us. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I also like the song Sweeter Than All. And that's also in our book. Number 80. Boy, it's precious to hear that duet. Praise God. I heard Gene Roden lead out in this song when I was living at Clark. I was one of the students here, and we had a ladies' retreat. We could sit in the retreat for a little while, and we had to leave when Sister Caroline took over. Opposite of the men's retreat. But Gene let out in this song, Jesus is now and ever will be. And it just went right into my heart. I always associate that with her for some reason. You know, these songs, I feel bad for churches that get rid of all the old songs. Because there are precious people in the churches, and there are so many precious memories connected to these songs. You know, it's more than just the words you're saying, but you remember when you first heard it. You remember that meeting you were getting, how God spoke to you, and it's important to keep these things before us. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the newer songs, memories are being attached to them as well, and God is meeting us as we sing these songs in worship, and they help us to come into His presence. And so in our church, we've been trying to incorporate both. And it seems to be working okay. So the styles are a little bit different, and we have to figure out how to work that into the meeting. But I find that if we're led by the Lord as to the songs we sing, we find that Jesus comes to us. That's the purpose of them all, isn't it? So anyway, I talk too much, we can't say. Number 8.
Christ will be His name. Never to fall, never to fall.
Jesus is now and ever will be, sweeter than all the world. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.